Now, what about practice last week under Wade Phillips and the way he changed it? Brandon, what did you think of some of those changes?
Oh, you know, it's pretty good. You know, Wade wanted to keep everybody fresh, and he wanted to keep the practices fun. So, you know, he tried to incorporate a different method in the way we go about practice and, you know, try to make it a more team atmosphere than just offense, defense. So he tried to do whatever he had to do to get both groups mixing and mingling together on the practice field and assimilate the game as much as possible.
What do you think about it?
I like it. I mean, the thing that he does that's different is the offense goes first. So it just kind of keeps you, you know, alert and just always can't really relax on the field. And I kind of like that change. I mean, it's good for us. And plus it helps the defense out because they got guys going back and forth too. And they ain't got as many guys as we have. So I don't know. I like it. I like how he switched some things up. And it's good to always, you know, keep things fresh.
Go
ahead.
I was going to ask Brandon how involved you are in special teams practice because that was noticeably different to me last
week. Oh, yeah. I'm involved to the max. You know, I'm on pretty much every special teams. And I think it did a great job of allowing us to learn our responsibilities. You know, special teams is played during the game. So Coach Wade, rather than just having a separate special teams practice, he just mixed it on up with the normal practice. And that was pretty good for us. And everybody knowing what they're doing, knowing their assignments, and knowing when they're supposed to be on the field. So that was pretty cool.
And Coach Ligashevsky, I'm sorry, Mark, keep cutting you off. Coach Ligashevsky, that's his first time, you know, running practice as a special teams coordinator. Yeah. He's really loud out there.
Coach
Liga
is an energizer bunny. He don't stop yelling. He's one of them coaches. He's gonna get his point across regardless. Yeah. Sometimes he may get on your nerves, but he's gonna get that point across.
my thinking is that even though you guys lost on Sunday, you got to keep going with those changes, you know, because it probably takes more than a week to get the full benefit of whatever you're doing, Devere.
I agree. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, everybody knows the definition of insanity, man. You got to switch it up. And that's just what we're trying to do. And for us, man, we just got to keep plugging away. And that's part of, you know, being a pro, you know, keeping up with your professionalism, you know, as things are good and bad. And, you know, sticking with your routine late in the season if you're winning, taking care of your body, and sticking with your routine late in the season if you're losing to finish the season healthy. So, I mean, that's just what we're trying to do. And one thing I can say is last year I learned a lot about winning, you know, and at a high level. And then this year I'm learning a lot about losing. So it's good. It's a good, you know, contrast to see how people are continuing to work on both ends.